You know, in Maui, Ted Summit Reserve, marvellous facility out there.
Hey, so
you pass through Maui.
I drive through Maui every weekend, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you stop to take in Ted Summit Reserve.
And occasionally I do, yeah.
You should, because it's an amazing ground. And tomorrow night, it's going to have the Stars and the Strikers. Big Bash is coming to town. This might be the biggest thing in Maui for quite some time. And an NBL great, he was a Brisbane Bullet icon. He was actually the league CEO for some time as well. He's now with La Trobe City Council. But before we get to you, Larry Singstock, we couldn't think of you without remembering your days as a burgeoning pop star.
Boom, 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 from Brisbane down. Boom, 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 we're going to shoot you down. Fast break, no mistake, our mission is transition.
Oh, we're going to shoot you down, our mission is transition. Welcome to you, Larry Singstock.
I'm just hopeful you haven't got any vision. That's the main thing.
Hey, Larry, good morning. It's Tim here. I watched it yesterday. I watched it yesterday, and I've got to say this. You're a fine basketballer, but you couldn't shake the booty.
No, it wasn't my thing. I've got to say, I wasn't alone, though. Didn't have a lot going either.
I watched the whole thing, you know. It was so funny. Thank God you had it. Was Leroy Loggins?
Leroy Loggins, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Lee was the only one with any rhythm.
Exactly. He was front and centre. He was doing all the work.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, exactly. Maui's got some rhythm at the moment. You got the Big Bash coming to town. The town must be pumped with that.
Absolutely. It's a big moment for us down here. I think that having the Big Bash come down and playing an in-season game is a great coup, and something that the locals are certainly going to get behind, and hopefully we get a lot of people coming into La Trobe for the game as well.
How many people are you expecting, Larry?
Well, it's a country ground, as you know. It's a fantastic facility. It's been upgraded in recent years, but the ground itself is great. So we're hoping, I think, around 7,000 is the mark that we're aiming for, and which would be a great crowd and a great atmosphere.
And Larry, tickets through Ticket Tech, of course, and you've had the AFL there as well. So it's attracting some events.
Yeah, it's all about trying to reinvigorate the place. The we've had some downs with the closure of the Hazelwood power station, and the government's injected a whole lot of things down here. The reason I'm working here is we're building a whole lot of new sports facilities as part of that, and then part of that is driving the event industry down here as well. So yeah, we have the AFL come down play preseason games.
Larry, just hold right there one second, Larry. We just got to get to the news. We'll get to you on the other side of this. Sorry, mate. Hang off.
No worries.
Well, sorry, Larry, we're talking to Larry Singstock, NBA great now with La Trobe City Council, because the Big Bash is coming to town in Maui tomorrow night, Stars Strikers. Apologies, Larry. I'll hand you over to Tim.
Hey, Larry, thanks, Sam. Hey, Larry, I just want to ask you a question about basketball, because the NBL, we know that you were the boss there at one stage. It seems to have re-energised itself. You must be proud of what they've been able to do.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going gangbusters at the moment, and all credit to the people behind it. I think that the standard of the game is really improved. I think the guys are very dedicated to it. The players, having the guys like Andrew Bogut come back and play, has been fantastic. And of course, it's also riding on the back of the outstanding efforts of the guys playing in the NBA in the States. They're the whole interest of basketball has improved, and the NBL is doing its part to carry on that interest and do a great job here in Australia.
That's an interesting point you make. So you really think that what's happening over there in the States has an effect on the NBL here and the interest in the game here?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, the young kids, and that's part of Australian sport and basketball, I think, is the issue we have, is that, the kids want to watch the NBA. So having our guys playing in the best league in the world, and actually not just playing but being superstars in that league, increases that whole interest and makes kids realise that our players are very, very high standard and very, very good, and the opportunity is there for Australian kids to make it in the big league. So yeah, it's a big part of the whole sort of re-emergence of basketball, I think, in this country.
Yeah, seeing is believing, no doubt about it. We're marvelling at Ben Simmons having some sort of season over there too, Larry.
Absolutely.
Look, thanks very much for joining us. We're looking forward to this. We'll all be tuning in if we're not packing it out down there at Ted Summit and Reserve tomorrow, 3 p.m. Stars Strikers at Maui. And thanks very much for joining us, Larry.
No, it's my pleasure. And thanks very much for that.
Thanks, Larry.